Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:52 and John Milan from Cantor Fitzgerald is with us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joe.
Wow. The dollar sell-off and US stock sell-off is continuing almost at a pace. I read in the Wall Street Journal this morning that the Dow Jones is now heading for its worst April since the Great Depression.
Yes, Joe, that's very true. And in fact, look, we had the S&P 500 down about 2.36% yesterday. And really, that's primarily coming on the back of, I suppose, comments by President Trump yesterday on Truth Social, where he was seen as kind of putting pressure on Fed Chair Powell to cut interest rates. That was combined reports that the director of the National Economic Council, Kevin Hassett, was also looking at ways to potentially dismiss Powell. That was clearly been taken negatively by the markets, and I suppose it's seen as really a threat to Fed independence. And that's also seen, you know, the dollar actually fall by over 1% yesterday, and it's down by over 10% year to date, which is, you know, a 3-year low.
Yeah, and which means if you're holidaying outside Europe, it means that European tourists, such as I was last week, get kind of slightly cheaper. In terms of the Fed boss, Jerome Powell, he said in interviews only a few days ago he's not going. So he'd have to be forcibly removed, whether that's possible or not. What does it mean for America to throw out the boss of the independent central bank?
Well, I suppose, first of all, I don't think it currently can be done. I think there's an article, Section 10 of the Federal Reserve Act. It would be quite difficult unless there was some form of just cause, which it doesn't appear to be the case, but look, it would massively
Act of Congress, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that would be the case, but clearly it would massively rattle investor sentiment towards the US, and I suppose that's what we've been seeing in the weakness in the dollar so far this year. Investors, or international investors, should I say, have been, I suppose, recalibrating their views on the safety of dollar assets this year.
It's incredible that I spoke to an expert from the Council on Foreign Relations 2 weeks ago, who said that the dollar's reserve status was actually in jeopardy.
And look, that could be the case, but I suppose what's important to recognise is that despite the recent fall, the dollar has actually appreciated versus a number of major currencies by about 20% over the last 20 years or so. It's, I suppose, very much been the linchpin of global trade, Joe, for 8 decades now. It's used in 80% of international transactions globally, dominating trade in areas, you know, ranging from goods, commodities, and derivatives. It represents about 60% of global FX reserves. So I suppose, in other words, the dollar is to international finance what the English language is to international communication. It's been that case for many decades. Mm. So it's, I suppose, it's difficult to sit here and see it unwind, but you know, certainly it could happen.
Unthinkable a year ago, and yet it's thinkable now. One of the commodities that is priced in dollars is gold. And gold is headed for $3,500 per troy ounce.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're fresh all-time highs yesterday, 3,481 an ounce. It's up over 30% year to date. I suppose the commodity is seen as, you know, the ultimate hedge against this sort of geopolitical volatility and market uncertainty that we're witnessing at the moment. Like, if you think back to the global financial crisis in 2008, whilst US equity markets would have fallen by about 37%, gold actually climbed by 4%. It's also seen as a very effective hedge against inflation, and would have quite a high correlation with inflation protected bonds. And I suppose a lot of the recent strength can actually be put down to global central banks and ties back to our previous topic. They would have bought 1,000 tons of gold in each of the last 3 years, which would mark an increase of 130% on the 3 years prior to that. And that's very much been driven by that desire to diversify, I suppose, out of fiat currencies, and in particular the dollar.
A lot of big companies reporting their Q1 earnings this week, notably Tesla tonight.
Yeah, so we've kicked off Q1 earnings season. We've got Tesla out tonight. The market's looking for about 3% earnings growth on the back of flat revenues. I suppose the subdued growth expectations are unsurprising given quarterly deliveries released earlier in the month are about 14% behind expectations. Elon Musk's association with Doge and the Trump administration has clearly been bad.
And far-right politics.
Yeah, has clearly been bad for the brand and has been, look, a key contributor to why the stock is down about 44% year to date. I suppose tonight the market's very much going to be focused on the auto business. Can it still return to volume growth this year in light of the damage to the brand? In addition to the fact there were reports that we would see a lower cost Tesla model this year. And on Friday there was talk that that now might be delayed. So there's going to be a big focus there. Secondly, you know, the market's going to want to know, are they still on track to roll out a fully autonomous robo-taxi in June of this year? And
highly unlikely.
Potentially unlikely. And then we also, I suppose the market would want to know how full self-driving has kind of gone down in China, given the geopolitical volatility.
John, thank you so much for joining us. That's John Milan from Cantor Fitzgerald.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.